Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
I trust you all had a good rest last night and are ready for another day of learning of God's word.
我相信大家昨晚已经应该是有很好的休息，那现在已经预备好要来领受更多神的话语。
Yesterday we meditated upon how only a believer can truly receive the word of God.
那昨天我们思想到，就是唯有信徒能够来，领受神的道。
And this is because the Bible tells us that spiritual things are spiritually discerned.
那是因为圣经告诉我们说，属灵的事情应该借着属灵的来解释。
We must never take an academic approach to the word of God.
那我们不单是用学术性的方式来思想神的话语。
There are those who merely take an academic approach to the word of God, where they see God's word as just but a textbook to be studied.
那有一些人，他们是用学术性的方式来，就是来参阅那圣经，那他们只是把圣经当作是其中的一个课本。
They may memorize the details and the facts of the Bible just like in a textbook when they are studying maths or science.
那他们可能是把圣经的经节都把它背起来，那就像他们在读无论是数学或者是科学一样。
But these things do not mean anything to them.
那这些东西对他们来讲毫无意义。
It has no impact. It doesn't change their lives.
根本没有任何的果效，不能够就是改变他们的生命。
And that is not the approach we ought to take to the word of God.
这不单是我们所使用的方式，当我们来就是查考神的话语的时候。
If we are a born again believer and the Holy Spirit resides in our hearts, then the Holy Spirit will take the word that we understand and we hear and work it in our hearts.
那如果我们真是重生得救的基督徒，那我们有圣灵在心里面，那圣灵当时会就是用我们所读的这些神的话语来在我们心里面来动工。
The Bible is of divine origin. It is not the words of men.
那圣经是从神那里来的，那它不是人的言论。
Now if we know that the Bible is of divine origin and it comes from God, then how should we now deal and approach and respond to the word of God?
那如果我们知道说圣经是源自于神，那是从神那里来的，那么我们就那我们应当怎么样的来反应，怎么样的来学习神的话语呢？
See, God is so great.
那神是如此何等伟大的一位。
And we have described yesterday the greatness of God and his creation and his mind and his thoughts.
那么昨天我们也谈到说神的伟大，他的创造，那他的心思。
But when you think of the greatness of God, it can be very overwhelming.
如果你这思想神是有多伟大的时候，那这是真的是你脑海无法完全明白的。
How can finite men ever even begin to understand the thoughts and the mind of God?
那一个有限的人又怎能就是来尝试的来就是明白神的心思呢？
But now if we know that God has revealed himself to you and me,
那如果我们知道说神已经向你我来启示他自己，
He has shown us who he is.
他已经向我们显明他是哪一位。
He shows us his character. He opens up his heart to us.
他就是让我们看到他的属性，他向我们敞开他的心。
He reveals to us his will and his plans.
他向我们说明他的旨意还有他的计划。
Then, are we not so thankful and grateful that we can know who God is?
那我们难道不当来就是不当因着 知道他是谁，是哪一位，而来感到满心的感激感恩吧。
And this is the Berean Christians that we see having such an attitude.
那这里我们看到说，这比利亚的教会的信徒，他们就有这样的一个心态。
In our text, we are going to see three things of the Berean Christians.
而我们从我们所读的经文，我们要来看到关于这比利亚教会信徒的三个方面。
You know, these Berean Christians are oftentimes quoted because of how they search the scriptures.
那我们常常看到有人来就是引用关于这比利亚教会的这些信徒。那原因是因为他们是怎么样的来对待圣经。
But sometimes I've also heard it misquoted.
那有的时候我也听到一些错误的引用。
You know, where they are very critical of the teaching or the preaching towards God's word.
他们对神的话语的传讲与教导是带着非常批判性的。
And then these people, they quote the Berean Christians, they say that, you see, the Berean Christians were like that. They scrutinized the teaching of the Apostle Paul.
那他们就说他们就就是指到引用这个比利亚的教会，他们就说，你看比利亚的教会信徒也就是这样的，他们就是在那里挑保罗所传讲的不是。
But we would see that this is not the case of the Berean Christians.
我们就会看到说其实比利亚教会的信徒不是这样。
They did not come to listen to God's word with a mind that seeks to tear apart the preaching of God's word or to scrutinize Apostle Paul's teaching.
那他们并不是带着这样的一个心态说他们就是要就是把神的话语给毁坏给撕碎，那就是不是要来就是挑保罗所传讲的，不是。
But they had a heart that which was very eager to learn of God's word.
然而他们却是有一颗很热忱的要来学习神话语的心。
Now, first of all, I want to show you that in the context, this receiving of God's word was not an easy thing.
然后我首先要让大家来看到，那从那背景思想知道说他们这样的领受神的道并不是件简单的事。
Apostle Paul had just came from Thessalonica.
使徒保罗刚从帖撒罗尼迦教会那里来。
And over in Thessalonica, there was a great testimony of the working of the gospel.
那在帖撒罗尼迦这个地方，那就有就是神的福音被传开有许多就是美好的见证。
The Bible tells us that there was a great multitude of Greeks who received the gospel.
那圣经就告诉我们说，在当中有许多这些希利尼人或者说希腊人，他们就领受了福音。
However, there were Jews who were opposed to the teaching of the Apostle Paul.
然而却有一些犹太人就反对保罗所传讲的。
And these Jews stirred up a multitude of people to oppose the Apostle Paul.
那这些犹太人他们就是去搅扰一些其他的犹太人来反对保罗所传讲的。
But there was a great testimony.
那里却有一个非常美好的见证。
Because in verse 6, the last part, the Bible actually says, this is the accusation of the Jews, that the Apostle Paul and his preaching has turned the world upside down.
那在第六节那里，那你看到说这是当地的这些犹太人那对保罗所传讲的福音就是所传讲的一个描述，他说那搅扰天下的也到这里来。
And this is a testimony because we see how the preaching of God's word turned the world upside down.
那这让我们看到是一个见证，那看到说当他传讲神的话语的时候，当中就有这样的一个轰动，这样的一个这里是把他那些批判 保罗的那些反对保罗的人就说他是搅扰了天下。
Do you know how the word of God has such power to transform and to change and impact even the whole world?
你知道吗？神的道是能够怎么样的来改变？就是能怎么样的来变更？这整个世界。
There was a time where the church had such an impact in the world. It is really a light in the world.
那当当在教会。在那个时段有这样的能够产生这样的一个效应，那其实是可以说是他们的确是成了世界的光。
But today we see the opposite.
那今天我们却看到相反的。
We see the world turning the church upside down.
那我们却看到说，那这世界使到教会就是被搅扰了。
The methods of the world, the teachings of the world, the music of the world.They are turning the church upside down.
那这世界的方式，世界的教导，世界的音乐，却使到教会被搅乱了。
The church today is in such a mess because of all that is from the world that has entered the church.
那这今天教会是那样的混乱，那是因为今天世界的一切就进入了教会。
But this was a great testimony.
这却在当时，这个却是一个美好的见证。
And this was in the city of Thessalonica.
那是在帖撒罗尼迦的这个城市。
But because of this persecution that they were facing in Thessalonica,
那因着在帖撒罗尼迦的这个地方，他们面对逼迫。
Apostle Paul now had to go to this place called Berea.
那因此保罗就是因着逼迫，就得进入这个地方叫做比利亚。
So now this is the background and the context. It was in the midst of persecution that Apostle Paul went to Berea.
那这就是那背景之后背后所发生的这一些事情，那是在逼迫的当中，因此保罗就进入了比利亚。
Nevertheless, Apostle Paul was still courageous and bold for the gospel of Christ, and he went to the synagogue in Berea to preach the gospel.
那虽然是这样，但保罗仍然是那样的就是。终于神的委托就是大有能力的来传讲神的道，那他甚至是进入这个地方的这些会堂。
But keep in mind, it was not a very comfortable environment to the receiving of God's word.
那要注意的就是这不是在一个非常舒适的环境来领受神的道。
But now we see, the Bible tells us, how did the Berean Christian respond?
那我们就来看这时候这个比利亚的信徒是怎么样的回应神的道。
The first thing that the Bible says in verse 11 is that they received the word with all readiness of mind.
那第一方面就是在这里圣经就让我们看到说他们就是甘心的来领受。
And the word readiness of mind here describes an eagerness.
那在这里所说的甘心那就是让我们看到说他们是怎么样的热忱。
Now this word readiness of mind is used in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11 to describe and is described in this way. Okay, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 11,
在哥林多后书第八章第十一节这同样的一个字眼它是在那里是这样子的来描述。
It describes the readiness to will. So Apostle Paul there says, now therefore perform the doing of it. 2 Corinthians 8:11. Okay. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have.
在哥林多后书第八章十一节这么说，如今就当变，就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。
So the readiness to will, there is actually the same word as the readiness of mind in Acts chapter 17.
那在这里的这个愿做的心就是跟在使徒行传第十七章那里所说的甘心是一样的。
And also, if you go on in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12,
如果你继续看 哥林多后书第八章的第十二节。
The willing mind, Apostle Paul says, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not.
那在接下来十二节就说，因为人若有愿做的心，就必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
The willing mind there is also the same word for the readiness of mind.
那在这里的这个愿做的心也是同样是在这个使徒行传所说的这个甘心。
So this is the idea of the readiness of mind. It describes a readiness of the will and it describes a willing mind to receive God's word.
那这样的甘心或者说愿做的心，就是让我们看到说那心已经预备好，那这个意愿也预备好了。
It means that when the people were gathered together at a synagogue, they came with a ready and a prepared mind and eagerness to hear God's word.
那也就是说，这些人当他们聚集在这会堂的时候，他们的心已经预备好了。他们就是来的时候就是他们有这样的一个愿意的心他们也就是带着热忱来领受神的道。
You know, at times we describe before the worship service, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
那有的时候我们在崇拜会开始之前，我们就说让我们预备好我们心来崇拜。
What does it mean to prepare your hearts in worship?
我们说预备我们的心来崇拜是什么意思呢？
So you see the people around you just close their eyes, they have to open their eyes.
那你就看到你周围的人就闭上眼睛，最后就开他们眼睛。
So then actually, what do they do? What is going on when they say prepare the hearts?
那当他们说到说预备心的时候，到底发生什么事情？到底在做些什么
？Is it they just say that? 他们说 OK, prepare my heart, prepare my heart, prepare my heart.
那是不是说他们心里自己告诉自己说预备我的心，预备我的心
？No, it's a prayer that you make.
那不是的，是你是在那里祷告。
You ask the Lord to take away distractions from your mind.
那你就求神，就是把那些能够使你的使你分心的事情给挪移掉。
Ask the Lord to take away doubts and questionings from your mind.
求主就是把那些疑惑，把那些疑问都从你的心思里给去掉。
Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit.That the Holy Spirit will work the work of conviction in your heart.
那求主就是充满你的心，以圣灵来充满你的心，让圣灵在你的心中就是来动工，让你有这样的一个正确的心念。
Ask the Lord to give you understanding.
求主来给你有那正确的明白。
This is a prayer that you make unto the Lord.
那这是你当向。主来来祷告祈求的。
Many people listen to God's word and they say that why is it that the word of God does not seem to have an impact on my heart?
很多人在听了神的道，他就说为什么神的道好像在我的心中不能够产生任何果效？
Is it because you have not ready your hearts to receive God's word?
那是不是因为你还没有预备好你的心来领受神的道呢？
If you don't ready your hearts to receive God's word, your hearts will be filled with distracting thoughts.
那如果你的心还没有预备好来领受神的道，那你的心可能就是充满着那些就是使你分心的这些事情。
You know, sometimes, practically speaking, before worship service, it is best not to engage in any administrative issues.
那其实有的时候我们其实最好的一个方法来说的，其实是我们在敬拜之前不应当就是参与任何的一些行政的事情
，or to you know engage in casual conversation，
又或者是在。当中就是有一些的一些的聊天。
Because I've seen this in churches before.
那因为我看到在许多教会里面都看到这样的情况。
You know, when congregation members are already seated in the sanctuary preparing their hearts for worship.
当这些就是信徒已经聚集在这个圣堂里面来预备来敬拜的时候。
Now sometimes you see friends maybe trying to catch up before the worship service.
你有的时候你就看到一些朋友可能他们就是就是许久没见的，就是借着那机会就是这样的来交谈。
There's nothing wrong in catching up.
那样的交谈本身是没有问题的。
And of course, you don't have to be cold and rude.
当然我们也不要变成是那么样的冷漠无情。
But it's okay. You all just now you understand that. Oh, it's now we are preparing our hearts for worship. So you just say, "I catch up with you after the service." Just a simple phrase like that would do.
那可能我们就可以大可以说，就是既然知道这个时候在预备心来敬拜，那我们就打个招呼，就是说待会敬拜过后，我们再来谈吧。
And then in some other places, I've seen how, you know, they can be so busy with service that it can be distracting before the worship.
那有的时候看到一些地方，在一些地方看到他们在崇拜之前就很忙于各样的服事，那这一些也会影响整个敬拜。
You know, you may come with some forms and then look for people. Oh, you need to sign this, you need to do this, or you need to issue this thing.And all this before the worship service.
就好像他们带了一些的文件、一些表格啊，就说你必须填这个，你必须填那个你必须来签名就在会聚会前就做这些。
All this can distract us in worship.
那这些都会使到我们在崇拜的时候就是被分心。
Ask the Lord to quieten your hearts and give you a readiness of mind as you listen to God's word.
求主就是让你就是能够求主让你的心能够安定下来，好像你能够来领受神的道。
But this readiness of mind here also describes an eagerness where they were very excited and they were looking forward to the listening of God's word.
那这里所说的甘心，也就是也包含说那个的热忱，他们就是预备好了，就是。很愿意的来领受。
I wonder whether God's people have this kind of excitement when it comes to listening to God's word.
那我这个时候在怀疑，到底神的子民是不是有这样的一个积极的心，当他们要来领受神的话语。
If you see that God's word reveals to you who our great God is, then isn't it so exciting to learn more about Him?
那如果你看到说神是的话语是怎么样的来向你显明他本身的话，那岂不让能够勾起你的兴趣吗
？If you see that the Word of God shows you how you can relate and have this wonderful relationship with this great God, then how exciting it is to learn more about Him through God's word.
那如果你看到说神的话语能够让你来跟这位伟大的神有这样的一个美好的关系，那这岂不让会激起你能够更愿意的来领受他的话语吗
？You know, I was talking to a young believer who is coming for this camp.
我跟一位刚刚信主不久的信徒来谈论他要来参加我们的营会。
And because this person is English side, so I can use to tell you all this.
因为这位朋友他是在英文部的，所以我可以在这里来这样的分享。
But this person, it was the first camp. This is the first camp that this person is ever attending.
那这个人他这一次的营会是他第一次参加营会。
This person shared that before this,parents did not approve in going for camps because the parents are unbelievers.
那他就分享说，他的父母其实是开始是不赞同他来参加营会因为他的父母都是非信徒。
And just before the camp, this person was sharing how this person is so excited and looking forward to the camp.
那这个人在他还没有来营会之前，他就就是他分享说他是多么的期盼着来参加营会。
And then yesterday after 2 days in the camp, I asked, "So how's the camp so far?"
那昨天就是经过两天的营会了，我就问他说那这时候你感觉如何？营会如何
？And the person immediately says, "Oh, very good."
那个人他就马上回答说非常好。
And it served, it became both an encouragement as well as a rebuke to me.
那这也成为我的一个激励，也成为我一个责备。
Because it's very seldom, or in recent times, now I seldom see this kind of sincere excitement in learning God's word.
因为就是在最近的时候，我鲜少看到像这样的就是渴慕神话语的这样的一些表现。
Of course, I asked the person why was it very good, and the person immediately says that learning so much from God's word.
那当然，我问了那人说，到底你为什么说这是好有这么好呢？那他就回应说他学习了这许许多多神的话语。
This is the eagerness that a young believer has.
那这是一个初信徒他的那样的一个热心热忱。
I wonder whether you had the same excitement, you know, when you were a younger Christian.
那我在就是我不知道说你当你是一个初信徒的时候，你是否也有这般的热忱呢？
Just so eager to learn more of God's word.
只是那么的渴望说要能够多来学习神道。
And that even if, let's say, we were in a completely different environment, but you have the preaching of God's word, you are still so excited.
即使是我们在一个完全不一样的环境里面，来传讲就是来传讲神的道，你也是那么样的欢喜快乐的来领受神的道。
If let's say we shift our camp, okay, to somewhere else, let's say Mersing, you know Mersing?
如果举个例子，如果我们把我们的这个营会就是改在丰盛港那里来举行你们知道丰盛港这个地方吗？
The resort Lautan Biru where the FEBC have our retreat.
就是那个Lautan Biru 的这个度假的地方，那么就是远东慈轩常在那里办退休会的。
In the previous church that I was from, we used to have our church camps over there as well.
那我过去的这个所参加的教会我们都是在那里来，曾经在那里来举行营会。
Then I was sharing with one brother, how actually it was a very blessed time also. The place was very conducive for the learning of God's word.
然后我就跟其中一个弟兄曾经跟他们分享说那是。我是感受到说在那里是何等的蒙福，因为在那里的确是一个很好的环境来学习神的道。
And the person may say, "Oh, Pandan cannot, Pandan cannot."
那个人听我说这么说，他就回应说Pandan叫他我们Pandan不能够这样，我们Pandan不能够这样。
So is it true?
是不是真实的呢？
If let's say.You know, you do not have all the luxury that you're enjoying now over here, but you still have the preaching of God. So will you still be as excited?
那假设说我们没有像这里这样的个豪华、舒适的环境来学习，那你是否也仍然乐意的来领受神的道呢？
I do not want to assume that everyone is like that.
那当然我不愿意这样的假设说每一个人都是这样。
But I have heard of conversations prior the camp.
那我曾经听过在营会之前有人这样的分享。
And the things that people are excited to do during the camp.
那听到说一些人他们在来营会的时候，他们很想要去渴望去做的事情。
And they have all these plans of all that they want to do and the places they want to go and the things they want to see during the camp, but not God's word.
他们就已经预备好了，安排好了，他们要去什么地方，要去哪里游玩，要去做些什么事情，他们都就是安排计划好了，就是没有提到说要来领受神的道。
Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with enjoying some time of sports or leisure as a family.
请不要误会我的意思。 我并不是说如果我们一家人要去一起的是享受一些的活动，就是有这样的一个家庭的这些活动的时间，有什么错？
No, I mean, this is a family camp after all.
因为我们所主办的这个是一个家庭营。
So for family to enjoy time of rest together is definitely good.
那让家庭成员能够一起的来共度这样的一个休闲的时间，那也是非常好的。
But if your heart has no eagerness towards God's word, then it's very sad.
那但是如果你的心却对神的道没有任何的热忱，那这是很可悲的。
And it's not just about this camp.
那这我们不只是说到说这个营会。
It's just the excitement that you have in learning more of God in His word.
那我只是要提到的就是说到底你对学习神的话语是否有这样的一个渴望的心。
Was it because of the persecution that they were so eager to learn of God's word?
是不是因为受到逼迫所以他们就这么热诚于来学习神的话语呢？
Is it because now you have so many opportunities to learn of God's word that you take it for granted?
那是不是因为你现在有这么多的机会来学习神的真理，你就不打把它看为一回事？
And sometimes when we watch missionary videos,
有的时候我们在看一些
missionary videos,
一些
videos of missionary,
关系到宣教的一些一些影片的时候，
you know, some of these videos of missionaries in or videos of missions are like missions in China.
那就如一些谈到说在中国那里来宣教的这些影片
，and they have to bring God's word, you know, under in secrecy, under the cloud of darkness.
那他们是必须就是不能够那么公开，就是偷偷的，就是把神的话语带到当中。
And that was because they were persecuted.
因为他们正面对逼迫。
Yet when they have to bring the word of God in secrecy, the people gathered together, and the people gathered together with such eagerness to learn of God's word.
那虽然他们需要这样的，就是隐秘的来把神的道、神的话语带到人群当中，但是看到说这些人却仍然是那样有那份的热忱、那样的渴望的来学习。
Is it only when you have a famine of the word that you will learn to be long for, you will long for God's word?
那是不是说要等到你这个就是很稀少、很不容易来得到神的话语的时候，那你才会说有那样的一个渴望、渴慕的心呢？
This is the Berean Christians.
那这是比利亚的教会。
They were.Had they received the word with all readiness of mind.
那他们就是甘心的来领受这道。
But what then do they do next?
那他们接下来做些什么呢？
Now the second part of verse 11, the Bible says that they continued to search the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
那圣经就继续告诉我们说他们天天查考圣经要晓得这道是与不是。
Now in the context here, I believe what Apostle Paul has taught them is concerning Christ.
那以当时的背景来说，我相信使徒保罗是在教导他们关于耶稣基督。
Now this was what Apostle Paul taught in Thessalonica.
那这是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦那里所教导的。
And I believe he did the same in Berea.
那我相信他在比利亚也教导同样的。
You look at verse 3 of Acts chapter 17.
那我们看使徒行传第17章第三节。
The Bible says there, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ.
那第三节这么说，讲解成名，基督必须受害。从死里复活，又说我所传于你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
And so when Apostle Paul went to the synagogue, I believe he was doing the same.
那因此当使徒保罗去到那会堂的时候，我相信他 也做同样的事。
Now this synagogue, of course, would primarily be made up of Jews who would gather there.
当然，这个会堂，主要的就是这些犹太人聚集在那里。
Nevertheless, it's interesting because it seemed like also there were Greeks who gathered at the synagogue.
那虽然是这样，有趣的就是我们看到说有也有一些希腊人啊，也就是希腊人也聚集在那里。
Now we do need to understand a little bit of the culture or the background in the days of the Apostle Paul.
那我们必须来就是稍微知道稍微了解一下。他们的这个文化背景就是在保罗时代的这些文化背景。
Because there were some Greeks or Gentiles who were also converted to Judaism.
因为也有一些就是这个希腊人他们也就是改信了这些希腊人这些外邦人他们也改信了犹太教。
The Bible has a term for them. The Bible calls them God-fearers.
圣经有这样的这个词汇，就是描述他们就是那敬畏神的人。
So there were these God-fearers who were actually Gentiles, but they became Jews because they feared God.
那这些就是有这些就是外邦的这些信徒，他们就是因为因为他们敬畏神，他们就来聚集在那里。
Now,When the Apostle Paul spoke concerning Christ, you need to remember that in the days of the Apostle Paul, who is the Lord Jesus Christ?
那当保罗在传讲耶稣是基督的时候，那你必须明白当时候耶稣到底基督是谁？
In the days of the Apostle Paul, Jesus Christ was someone who was crucified and condemned as a criminal.
那在使徒保罗的时代，那耶稣基督是被就是钉死在十字架上的一个就是被一个罪犯。
He was humiliated, he was judged, and he was condemned.
那他就是被被伤害他被鞭打，他是被。判断被审判，那么就被钉在十字架上。
No, when the Apostle Paul says that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ, what he's saying is that Jesus is the Messiah.
那当保罗告诉他们说，我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督，那他是告诉他们说，耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And when you say that Jesus is the Messiah, you are saying he's the anointed one who is to come.
那当你说到说耶稣是弥赛亚的时候，你就是说到说耶稣是那位受膏的那位将要来的那位受膏者。
Understand that from the minds of the Jews, it is very difficult to accept that someone who was crucified and condemned can be the anointed savior.
那要明白，就是对于犹太人他们来讲是很不容易来接受这样的一个事实，就是这个。被定罪被判死刑被钉十架的这个人那他竟然是他们的救主。
The Jews thought that the Messiah, the anointed Savior, would come and deliver them from the Roman Empire.
那犹太人以为说那位受膏者那位弥赛亚是要来把他来救他们离开罗马的政权。
But the Lord Jesus Christ came to save us from sin.
耶稣基督是来把我们从罪中拯救出来。
So you see how difficult it would be from the Jews' perspective to accept that this Jesus who was crucified is the Messiah.
那因此你看到说要从犹太人的这个角度去看的话，要他们来接纳说这位耶稣基督，这位耶稣基督就是这位被钉死的耶稣就是弥赛亚的话，是很不容易的。
So the Apostle Paul had to show them from Scripture.
那因此保罗必须从这个圣经来跟他们来指明给他们看。
Just as Apostle Peter did on the day of Pentecost.
就像使徒彼得在五旬节的时候所做的。
Where Peter showed them how Jesus Christ who was crucified is the Messiah.
那时候彼得就向他们 表明就是让他们看到说耶稣基督就是那位被钉死的就是他耶稣就是基督就是弥赛亚。
For the Old Testament did prophesy concerning the death and the suffering of the Messiah.
那因为在旧约里面就已经预言关于就是弥赛亚要受害受死的事情。
So what did these Jews who now heard this truth do?
那在这时候这些犹太人他们听了这样的一个真理的时候，他们做些什么呢
？The Bible says the Christians or the people in Berea before they became Christians, they searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so.
那圣经就告诉我们说，这些在比利亚的这些人呢，当他们还没有信之前，他们就是查考圣经来看是否这道真的是这样。
This searching is not to criticize.Or to judge the apostle Paul, that was not the purpose of their searching.
那他们这样的一个查考，那并不是要来批判保罗所传的啊，这不是他们的目的。
They searched the scriptures with the readiness of mind because they really wanted to know who the Messiah is.
他们是带着这样的一个甘心，这样的一个愿意的心来查考，是因为他们。已经预备好就是要来知道说到底谁是那弥赛亚。
And because of this, verse 12 tells us that many of them believed.
那也因着这样12节就告诉我们说所以他们当中有许多人相信。
But look at this searching of the scripture.
那我们看他们在那里查考圣经。
They really truly wanted to know who Jesus is.
他们的的确确是要来知道说谁是耶稣基督
？And they searched out the scriptures until they understood.
他们就查考，就是查，把整卷，把整个经卷查，透来，好叫他们能明白。
Are you in constant searching of the Word of God daily?
你是否也是在每一天都？持续的来查考圣经呢
？You know the sad thing is that too many of us are.Too easily content or contented with our own spiritual state.
我们的问题是我们很多人的就很容易满足于我们属灵的现状。
If there are things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ that we still do not understand, we are just content with that ignorance.
那如果有什么关于耶稣基督的这些事情，我们目前不知道的话，那我们好像就是满足于说啊，我们就是保持现状就好了。
Now we're not asking you to, you know, ask obscure questions.
我们不是要你去就是钻牛角尖。
But even just on concerning very fundamental and basic truths of scripture.Do we have an understanding of it? Do we have an eagerness to want to learn of these things?
至于说要来就是查考一些非常基本基础的这些认识的时候，我们是否有这样的一个热忱要来查考呢
？You know, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6,
你看就是希伯来书第六章
，The Apostle Paul over there identified.What are some of the foundational doctrines that Christians should know and understand?
那使徒保罗在那里就向我们来指出说那些基础的关于基督教的一些基础的这些信仰是一些这些基础的教导是我们所当知道的。
In chapter 6, verse 1 of Hebrews, the Bible says, Therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ,Let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
那在这个希伯来书第六章第二节这么说，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑的，信靠神各样的洗礼、安守之礼、死人复活以及 永远审判各等教训。
These are fundamental doctrines that we should understand and know.
那这些都是一些的基本的教义，是我们都当明白的。
But are you content with just a superficial understanding of who Christ is?
那你是不是已经对耶稣基督只是一些表面的认识，你就已经满足了呢？
You know, as human beings, we actually will feel offended if a person has a superficial understanding of us.
那你知道吗？如果我们以人来这方面来说，那如果一些人只是对我们只是表面的认识，我们都会感到说被冒犯了。
Especially between husbands and wives.
那特别是在夫妻之间。
You know, sometimes people can play a game like that.
有的时候有一些人就玩这样的一些游戏。
They ask each one to hold like a whiteboard or something.
然后就叫人就是拿了一个白卡。
Then they say, "What is your favorite food?" Then or what is the husband's favorite food? Then the husband and wife must write the word on the whiteboard.
那可能他主持游戏的人就问说啊，做先生的最喜爱的是什么？说喜爱的食物是什么？那他夫妻就要在那卡上。大家各自的就把它写上。
Then after that, when they say, "Okay, flip the board," then they flip and then they see what is the favorite food.
然后他们就说啊，打开那个卡，让大家看啊，到底他做丈夫的是喜爱吃什么。
Then if the husband says durian and the wife says rambutan,
如果做先生的说是榴莲，做太太的却说是红毛丹。
Then the husband will feel, "How come after I marry you for so many years, you do not know I like durian?"
做先生呢就感受到说，哎，为什么我们结婚这么久，那你还不知道说我喜欢榴莲。
Actually, sometimes it's very interesting when you hear husband and wife, they talk. The wife knows everything about the husband, or the husband knows everything about the wife.
有的时候非常有趣的，如果你跟一些他们夫妻的来谈论的话，你发觉说，哎，那做太太的好像对丈夫的一切都了如指掌，那或者说做丈夫的对太太的一切都很清楚。
And so sometimes you hear them say, "Oh yeah, I know my husband likes these things and that things and these things like that."
那有的时候我们就会听他说啊，我知道我的先生喜欢这个，喜欢那个，喜欢这个。
So why is it that we are so concerned about what our loved ones knows about us?
那我们为什么对于我们的心爱的人对我们的认识？是那么在乎呢？
But because of course it means that this person really loves us, cares for us.
那当然这就表明说这个人的确是爱我，其实是关心我。
Our God knows so much about us.
我们的神是知道我们的一切。
But do you know him too?
你是否也认识他呢？
Do you know who the Lord Jesus Christ is?
你知道耶稣基督是谁吗？
Do you know of his heart?
你知道他的心思吗？
Do you know of his words?
你知道他的言论吗？
Do you know how you can please him and honor him?
你知道应该怎么样的来取悦于他，怎么样的来尊荣他吗？
Do you examine the scriptures daily so that you know who Jesus is?
你是否有天天的来查考圣经，好叫你知道耶稣基督到底是谁？
More about Jesus that you want to know.
那你必须就是更多的来认识耶稣基督。
But now you see the expression, the third truth.
然后我们来看那表达就是第三方面。
When they know, when they understood these things, how did they express themselves now?
当他们知道这些，当他们明白这些的时候，他们是怎么样的表达的？
And that's the receiving of God's word.
那这就是所谓的领受神的道。
They believed. In verse 12, the Bible says, many of them believed.
那他们相信，那就在12节这边，圣经说，许多，他们中间许多相信的。
This expression is a very simple one. It is that of faith and belief.
这样的一个表达是很简单的，就是说是讲到说信心，讲到说这样的一个相信。
I think one problem in many churches and in Christianity today is that there's not enough faith in how we respond to God's word.
我相信说，现今的教会，许多的教会，所面对的问题是，我们并没有足够的来表达我们所相信的。
And there's a problem in charismatic churches as well.
那也是灵恩派所有的问题。
They keep talking about faith in healing and faith in miracles.
然后他们一直是讲到说，对那个。 奇迹对于医治的信靠
Rather they should emphasize the faith in the truth of God's word.
其实他们应该要强调的是，当强调的是，就是对神的真理的信靠。
But so it is also for us. Do we have faith when it comes to the truth of God's word?
那我们也不也一样吗？我们来到问到说神的这个真道的时候，我们是否也一样有那相信的心呢？
You know, sometimes when talking to students, and then you share, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
有的时候我们跟一些学生来谈论，我们说你当先求神的国和神的义，那这些东西都会加给你们。But
exams are coming.
考试就来了。Then
the burden of the examination, the stress, then cause them to now withdraw themselves from fellowship, from worship, then are you really seeking God and His righteousness?
因着考试的压力，那就使到他们就不来团契，不来崇拜。那这样子的话，你是否真的是先求他的国和他的义？
This is what it means to have faith in now what you understand in God's word.
那这就是说到说，你是否真的是 对你所明白的真道，对神有那信靠的心。
You believe that the Lord is true to His promises.
那你相信，神所应许的，都是真实的。
You believe that if you honor the Lord, the Lord will honor you.
你相信说，如果你尊荣神，神必尊荣你。
And this will lead to obedience.
那这就会驱使我们去顺服。This
is why trust and obedience comes hand in hand.
那这也就是为什么信靠跟顺服是并行的。You
trust and you will obey.
如果你信靠，你就会顺服。Do
you believe what you know concerning Christ to be true?
你是否真的相信，就是对关系到耶稣基督的这些事情，你是否真的是相信它是真实的呢？
Of course, we believe.
当然，我们相信。
This is why we are Christians.
这也就是为什么我们是基督徒。
But do you continue to believe the rest of what He says concerning Himself and concerning us?
那你是不是还继续的来相信关，就是其余的，跟你相关，也跟我们相，跟他相关，跟我们相关的这些事情呢？
Now there's an unexpected truth in verse 12.
那在第十二节里面，那我们看到一个出人意外的事情。
Because in verse 12, the Bible says many of them believe, and this would include the Jews.
那这因为圣经在第十二节说，所以中间有多有相信的，那这些应当就包括犹太人。
But then the Bible also says there were also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few.
那在这里圣经又继续说，又有希腊尊贵，或者是希腊尊贵的妇女，那男子也不少。There
are some whom you would least expect to respond to the gospel, and they do.
那有一些你就是以为他不可能对福音有反应的，他们却相信了。
You know, there's actually another application over here.
在这里我们有另外一个应用
is where when we bring the word of God or the gospel to people around us.
当我们把福音把神的道带到我们周遭的人中间。
Sometimes we already fix in our minds. I think this person looked like this. I think he won't receive the gospel.
有的时候我们就在心里面已经定了，就是说，哎呀，这个人他的样貌是这样啊，他应该是不会来接受神的道的。
You know, when you go for tracting, do you sometimes select who you think is the one which will most likely receive.
你去分担章的时候，你是否也在那边选择说，哎，哪一个人比较可能来相信的？
But really, this is the wonderful working of the gospel.
那的确这是福音的美妙的作为。
These were Greeks.
这些是希利尼人。
They were Gentiles. They were, you know, steeped in idolatrous worship.
他们都是外邦人，他们都是很深入的来敬拜偶像的。
Yet they were the ones who also believed.
然而他们也是在相信的人当中。
There are some whom you would least expect to respond to the gospel, and they receive.
那些你看说他好像是不太可能，最不可能领受的，他却相信了。
But this must be the encouragement that we have in the Word of God.
那这是我们当得的这样的一个纪律啊，就是对神的道所得的纪律。
In the searching of God's Word, God can use His Word to work in our hearts in a mysterious way.
我们在查考神的道的时候，那神能够就是使用他的话语来产生那奇妙的作为。
So make the searching of God's word a daily exercise.
那因此我们应该天天的来查考圣经。
It is the way to keep your hearts and minds from sin.
那这是让你的心思能够远离罪。
It is the way where you can live your Christian faith in victory.
那这是你能够来就是凭信心来过一个基督徒得胜的生活。
Receive the word of God with readiness of mind.
我们应当就是预备好我们心，甘心带来领受神的道。
So as we continue through the rest of this camp and even through the rest of this year, I pray that you'll be excited whenever you learn of God's word.
那让我们再继续进行这营会甚至是继续在接下来的年日里面来学习神的道的时候，我希望说你都就是有这样的一个预备好的心来领受神的道。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven.
我们在天上慈爱的父神。
Oh, how thou love us so much.
我们主啊，你实在是疼爱我们。
You have revealed thyself to us in thy word.
你借着你的道，你的话语来向我们显明你自己。
You show us thy greatness and thy glory.
你让我们来看到你的伟大，你的荣耀。
You also show us your care and your love.
你也让我们看到你的慈爱还有你的照管。
Oh, your word is indeed so precious, for it is in your word that we see all these truths.
你的主啊，你的话语，你的道是何等的珍贵啊！因为这道是你的真理。
So help us to love thy word, O Lord.
主啊，求主你帮助我们来爱慕你的道。
And to be always eager to receive thy word.
也让我们都时刻有这样的一个热忱的心，这样的一个甘愿的心来领受你的道。
Give us a tender heart when it comes to thy word.
那求主让我们有一个热忱的心啊，让我们在学习神你的话语的时候。
To continue through the rest of this camp, may you bless us, we pray.
我们继续来进行我们的营会的时候，我们祈求主继续的赐福于我们。
We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们就是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名来祈求这一切。
Amen.
Amen.